The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Down she goes. Right. She's fine there.
She might be, but I'm not. She's on me blinking toe.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, where'd you get this thing? It weighs a ton. Is it safe?
Oh, it's all right for students.
Oh, you watch it. I were a student once.
Aye, look where it got you. There's this microwave of Philips. Don't look like he'll be coming back, so I've claimed it. Students can make use of it if Cuckoo conks out. Cheers for the lift.
Oh, I'm only too pleased to get away from Cheryl. I told her about me taking kids on this holiday.
And you've lived to tell the tale?
Oh, you know your Cheryl. Wifter was hiding something as soon as I walked through the door. He one vicious bark and I confessed a lot.
What's she do, bop you on the nose?
Verbally. Dawn was there, thank God. Cushioned the blow, so to speak. Anyway, she's got this interview at Brinley Potts this afternoon for a clerical job. Full time.
Oh, so your holiday's off then?
You must be joking. It's important, is this? Might lead to a full time job, but she don't understand. Do you know what she said? All I do is ponce about. Ponce about me.
Don't mince words, our Cheryl.
If she wants to go out work, fair enough, but I'm not giving up. I'm determined to reform them kids.
Can you start on Damien? He's getting to be a pain in the left buttock.
Actually, Marker, I wanted to speak to you about him. Are you sure you know what you're doing? Well, it sounds to me like a family with problems. Is it best get involved?
I'm not involved. I'm just helping him out.
Right, but is it a business venture? Only you said you want it kept underground.
Till I get on my feet. I'm tempted to say people who live in glass houses should
I honour throwing stones, Mark. I'm just urging you consider. Young Damien. Well, just suppose somebody said something.
Spit it out. Said what?
About you having young lads round here.
Oh, I get it. Because I'm gay.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying and all. I've got enough aggro without you coming round here poking your nose in. Have a good mind, give you a dig.
Oh, you've got me wrong, Mark.
You're the one who's got it wrong.
Am I disturbing out?
Yes, go away.
It's murder in our house and all. My uncle and my dad had a set too. Families, who needs them? Not me. I'd rather live on a desert island with two palm trees and an attic.
I think you mean hammock.
Not bothered as long as it's more comfy than that couch you're on. Listen, reason I came is it's quiet now. They've all gone off. So I want to return the compliment. I'm inviting you around my house for a cuppa. I've had millions here. You want to what?
I kinda fathom you sometimes, Elaine. Go and have your hair done, and here you are meddling in front of that mirror.
You kinda walk in hairdressers looking a sight. They likely take one look at you and decide you're unrepairable.
That's a point. How does mine look?
Very nice. Have you come on your bike?
Aye, it's round back. Now then, I've made a list of all things we've got to do. There's an health form. We've got to fill in one of them each. A passport. We can do all that at post office when we got photos. And I want you on your best behaviour. I don't want no giggling in the booth like a soft pair of school children.
Speak for yourself. You're the one who's been wetting herself all morning.
Well, it's going to be my dream holidays, this, if we don't come across Irene.
What?
I say we got to get organised early. There's headache tablets and paper tissues. And then wet cloths, wipe your hands with.
Suntan lotion, bikini.
Oh, I shouldn't bother with them. I'm not much of a beach bum.
Don't talk drunk.
Now then, what time have we booked dinner?
3 o'clock.
Good. We've got time for dinner at Talbion.
Oh, now you're talking.
Oi, we're having one or two, and then it's adios. I don't want you arrested for drunk and disorderly and putting mockers on it. All my winnings have gone on this holiday, don't forget.
Aye, and likely to.
What's all the cackle?
It's her. She's puddled.
We're off for family. Get things sorted for big day. Would you like to come with us, Dawn?
No, Tar. I'm going up to see Nev and Cheryl.
Dawn, what say our good blonde?
much.
Great, Mum, you can look like Madonna.
Yes, we'll have to get you one of them pointed bras.
Two ice cream cones will do, on elastic.
Don't be soft, I'm better looking than her. In my day I was, anyhow.
Aye, and how long ago was that?
I'm improving with age, according to Dave in the office. He says I'm maturing like a fine wine.
Did he? No wonder she's always going in there.
Well, Dave's soft-soaping you, Elaine, if you ask me. Pulling your leg. Not to mention your purse strings. You're not still worried about her, are you, Dawn, drinking-wise?
Actually, no. I've seen a definite change in her these past few days.
Oi! Who's her?
In fact, I can see it's a great idea, and I'm not going to ruin your fun. Especially if that means I can go to North Wales with a Lomo lot.
Oh, go on. Just you keep out of mischief, madam.
Brilliant.
Me mum would be dead proud of me, having guests round like. Do you want another cup?
I hate to be impolite, Damien, but three tends to bloat me. And I've got to take my son to toddlers.
And I'm expecting one of my students.
You sound like a teacher, Mark.
I meant one of my future tenants. Nev's a teacher in family.
Lomo, can't want it, Nev.
Yeah, I like that carpet on the wall.
My dad bought it from Pakistan. We've got orange if you want.
That's very cordial.
Cordial. Good. You want to go over my head. Teachers reckon I'm dead bright, me. University stuff, Nev. Dad says I'm thick as two short planks at a board meeting. Sorry to tiff.
Not at all. I'm fascinated by the ornaments.
My mum would love you. They're a pride and joy. She's always polishing them. We get through about three tins of elbow grease a week. What do you think of me bed? Comfy or what?
Your bed?
You got your backside on it, mate. That's been my bed for the past few weeks, any road up. I've been squeezed out, like.
Is that your dog barking?
Yeah, it's some stray. It comes in the yard and Mum gives it food. She's too charitable, my mum. I like living here. Well, I did tell my auntie showed up. That's my mum again for you. We keep expecting Uncle Ali turn up. He could any minute. And boy, is he loopy.
Well, Dame, we don't want to outstay our welcome.
Of course not, you, me mate.
Well, actually, I really must shoot. Hey, Crimes was at the time. Hey, I'm in the doghouse.
You unwrapped your orange.
Really, Damien, some other time, I promise.
Who are you in the doghouse with? Your wife?
No, I'm not married, but yes, and she'll kill me.
You're not going, are you, Mark?
Like I say...
Because he's my mum and dad. You've got a couple of minutes, Nev. Surely. I'll introduce him to you.
It's pushing it, but I can't pass him in the doorway.
And you can fill him in about this house you go and rent him.
Can I?
Yeah, Mark. The dead nuts on meeting you.
They were all fresh, that veg. It wasn't frozen.
The chips were.
Chips might have been a grand tube, but veg wasn't.
And they were greasy.
The great British invention is your greasy chip.
And it's bad for you, no?
The veg wasn't bad. You haven't touched yours.
I wonder what we'll be shoving down us next week.
What's the same as over here, I should imagine? We'll perhaps get a spot of paler.
I hope I don't come down with it.
It's a food, you nanny. Rice and that. Very good for you, by all accounts. Frank Buff were raving about it on telly.
I like him. There's something about bald men.
It's water we have to watch. Don't know what they put in it, but it ain't a very good for your tummy.
Well, shanna touch it then.
You'll have all liquid in moderation and all. I'll have your Dawn to recommend.
Sure, and put that purse away. I'll get these.
I'm not getting it out. I'm getting ready to go. We've got an hairdo booked, if you remember.
Don't know where we're all right yet.
You don't look all right. You're half
cut. I am not.
You are, you know. Look at you. You cannot stand still. You'll have them cutting your ear off.
I hope not. My sunglasses will keep slipping off.
Well, I don't want another.
Oh, this year I'm off to Sunnyvale. Aviva,
sit down, you
clock. Hello, you. Be such a killjoy. We're meant to be having fun.
Fun, aye. Not making fools of ourselves. Come on before we get chucked out. I can see it coming. You'll get us deported or something, Daft. You'll have to watch your P's and Q's over there, you know. They will not tolerate riff-raff.
Riff-raff.
I'll tell you something to Lane Steele. If that's how you're going to behave, I'll take somebody else.
That's a nana, a clot and riff-raff you've called me. And I'll tell you something, Connie Cartoff. If this is how you're going to treat me, you can take somebody else. That's if you can find somebody as up
I can go. You going out? You look ever so nice.
Ta.
Go where? This youth hostel place in North Wales.
Fancy.
I thought you'd be pleased for me.
Oh, sorry, Dawn. I'm dead chuffed. But if I were you, I'd go and pack us some up, because if you stay here, you just might witness World War III.
Again?
Where the hell have you been?
Sorry. Sorry. You're Mark's fault.
Mark? What's he got to do with it? You knew very well I'd got that interview.
I know, Shaz. Mark introduced me to his neighbours. They're from Pakistan.
I don't give a monkey's where they come from. You let me down.
I've said 3 times. I'm sorry.
Say it 1,000,000 times for all I care, because I want to accept it. You're pathetic.
I'll go, shall I?
Who took him? Little Nev to toddlers.
Frieda next door. Oh, you make me sick.
Did it make you miss it? The interview?
There was no interview.
What do you mean, no interview?
Critchlow rang up, didn't he? Profuse apologies, but the clerical assistant's post is already filled. All dressed up and nowhere to go, eh?
What a nerve. He can't do that.
Oh, but wait for it. We can offer you packing.
Packing?
Automatic. No interview, no questions asked. A job there and then on the spot. Packing.
Oh, Cheryl.
Great. I quit smoking. You go splashing money on flipping holidays. Then I go for a clerical job and get offered one a monkey could do.
There'll be other jobs. I'm sorry I were late. I was way late, and as it turns out, there were nothing to worry about, was there?
No, nothing at all. Because I've taken it.
You what?
I accepted.
You accepted a job packing at Brindley Potts?
Either that or die of boredom, Neville. I start next week.
Hey, Mark. What do you think of them, then?
My mum and dad.
Damien, I'm just going.
Lay off.
Sorry, that's none of your business, is it? Listen, mate. Here's a couple of quid. Go and get some sweets. If you don't mind, I want you to stop coming round here. No personal, Damien. I'm just busy.
You are sea boyfriend.
I beg your pardon.
Only, I heard what Nev said this morning.
You hear too much, mate. You'll get yourself in lumber one of these days.
He's got a point, though, Mark. Anybody could see you giving me money. They could video you.
Don't talk, Dad.
I want to pester you, Mark, but like I keep saying, your mum's desperate to sort me auntie out. That house around the corner is still empty.
Damien, I hope you're not trying to blackmail me.
Me? Am I, Eck? I want us to be mates.
Right. What number is it?
You're a stunner. 115.
I'm sorry, Connie. I really am, lovey.
Get that coffee down, you. Let's forget all about it. You were just trying to enjoy yourself. Excitement, that's what I put it down to.
It's booze you put it down to.
It were high spirits.
Exactly. I made a complete idiot of myself. I were better off drinking in the house, me. I'm not cut out for so-called sociable drinking.
Too much ale on an empty stomach, Elaine. I told you, eat your chips. You went a bit OTT. Perhaps it'd be best if you just went TT.
Is I done? Don't tell her for Pete's sake.
You were going blonde. Dinner, tell me you're bottled out. Or did you decide to keep it out of Dave from the off he likes it?
No, she just felt a bit off colour, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
I've been thinking, Connie, perhaps I'm not cut out for this holiday either.
Why ever not?
Well, like you say, I'll go and show you up. Perhaps you ought to find a better friend, somebody who'd done her act stupid.
What's she done?
Nothing. Don't be daft, Elaine. You're my friend. It's all booked now. We got our passports, tickets and everything.
No, you can't bottle out now, Mum. I've got my name down for the Lomore trip.
And a stopping you, am I? Nope. I made my mind up. I'm not going, and that's final.
Mark Bickerton wrote today's episode of The Colcloughs, which was devised by Tony Perrin and produced by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.